Zero Issues Holiday Half Pint. Zero Issues Holiday Half Pint. Zero Issues Holiday Half
Pint.
Alright. Alright, so it's what, day 5?
Welcome.
Good day, and welcome to day 5.
Today on the Holiday Half Pints, our topic.
We're going to the fair!
We're going to the fair!
Yay! What's your favorite kind of fair food?
Diarrhea.
Yuck.
Listen, it all ends up that way, Kyle.
Do you put that on a stick, or is it a cup?
It's really hard to put it in a stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like cotton candy, but worse.
No, no.
No claps.
No claps, no snaps.
Cut it out!
You cut it out.
So, recently, it was announced, not strictly comic-related, or at all comic-related, but Super Nintendo World.
Super Nintendo-related,
absolutely. A while back, it was announced that Nintendo and Universal were collaborating and going to have, like, a Nintendo area. They're, like, Universal Studios areas. They have, like, separate little worlds.
Nintendo
Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. So, yeah, and they showed off some... They haven't really done anything yet. I think they have some little, like, props and stuff made because they had a video announcing it where they had, like, a box with, like, the coin spinning and stuff like that. Yeah, and it's, Mario-rific. You got, like, Peach's Castle. You got Bowser's Castle. You got, like, what looked like a whole...
So many castles.
Yeah, like, a whole level area that was almost kind of layered, like, Super Mario 2 a little bit.
A whole, like, eighth of the park is just Ice World.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, you're going to have a bad time.
So many injuries.
You're going to have a real bad time. But based on that, if you could do a comic book themed, in some way, amusement park like that, where you sort of, they make an environment. You walk around, they make an environment, like the Magic Kingdom, whatever, that's based on fictional universe.
What would you pick?
What would you pick? What would you do? What would your idea be?
Me?
You go first.
Me? I've got a couple. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through this first one real quick. Basically, Gotham City... From Batman and Robin. I just want to see giant dude statues in all the buildings. But no, my real idea...
Angry homeless people.
Yeah. My real idea, scale Manhattan and, like, this is a fantasy. So just take... So many comics take place in New York.
Yeah.
Try to mash them all in. So, like, there's...
Every one of them, they all have their spots.
Yeah. Basically.
Daredevil is in Hell's Kitchen and all the Hell's Kitchen people.
Yeah, but like there's a sewer part underneath where there's Ninja Turtles. And there's
man.
A whole war part for you DMZ fellas.
Nice.
And like, because it's not like we always think like, a lot of Marvel stuff takes place in New York, but so many comics take place in New York.
So literally everything, is it everything that's not Marvel or is it just everything?
It's just everything.
So Kyle's pick is everything, so I guess we have nothing to talk
about.
We're
done.
All right. Hey.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Just take over actual Manhattan and just turn it into a theme park.
Well, I mean, it's got to be small enough that you can walk through it in a day. So it's sort of like a giant Tony Hawk level. Like American Wasteland. Actually, let's have that as a theme park. Also, I don't know how to skateboard.
No.
And I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And afraid of Officer Dick.
Who isn't, though, really?
What do you guys got? But you know what? Iron Man and Spider-Man are going to be there on skateboards.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Hawk,
some meat.
Tony Stark.
Yeah. Oh my god!
They're the same person.
Hawkman?
He's hungry.
For 900s.
Okay.
I only got one. So,
oh yeah? Well, I was going to say, for adults, Marvel's
Sexyverse.
Yeah, Marvel Sexyverse. Like Marvel's Hell's Kitchen, where you just, it's more of an adult base. It's like, there's bars everywhere. Just get absolutely drunk.
There's a blind guy in every one of them.
Yeah. And ninja attacks constantly. And ninjas will attack you, and you have to, you can just fake fight against them, and you can have a ninja fight on the rooftops and in the alleys. Yep. And just have yourself a big, stupid, dorky Frank Miller-y time as a drunk adult. That's one of my ideas.
There's so many lawsuits.
Oh, so many.
And then some of the ninjas start gaining sentience.
Yeah.
Man, why did I say anything Westworld themed during mine?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything, that should have been the inspiration for this.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think of that.
We really blew it.
Love that show.
Also.
So good.
Do you have one?
I've just one.
Oh, I have a few.
But I'll just toss this one out. Conan World.
Ah.
They basically just
throw
you in.
So anyone can host a talk show.
What?
Huh?
Okay.
You can host like three of them.
They just throw you in a pit and they give you a sword and you probably die.
It's not even fake.
No.
But I don't want to die.
Actually, oddly enough, a guy I used to work with just posted this, that Russia is, like, Russian TV, Russian reality TV.
This will be good.
Is they're trying to do a TV show where it's like you basically are supposed to survive in the Siberian wasteland, like in the woods, wherever, for 3 months, something like that. But
also, it's for children.
But
Survivor, cold edition.
Yes, but anything can happen. Like, people can get murdered. Like, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. They were like, the posting was basically like, rape and murder could be possible in this thing.
Again, I'm not...
I'm not surprised.
Not to repeat the joke, but this is on Russian Nickelodeon, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Sorry to our listeners from Russia. No one.
It's a Russian running man.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's a rushing man.
Yeah.
I will see myself out of your life.
This one's a bit of a cheat. Because
well technically, we won't take it then.
Technically, there was a
that one Stop. Just says Westworld with three question marks. Check if Yul Brynner is still alive.
That's a very convincing imitation of my notes, actually. But Mega Man was a comic.
Uh-huh.
A few, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was several. Like, again, I'm just Mega going straight world. Off of Super Nintendo World, but I want a Mega Man world. I want like a Light Labs you can sort of go through with animatronic stuff going in the background.
Uh-huh.
You can see them like building robots. I want Wily's Castle, big skull looking Wily's Castle. You actually run through it, and you have like a Buster Cannon that shoots like little foam balls. You have like the Meetool guys and all that stuff shooting little foam balls at you.
I want like a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Like the goofy hats at Disney World sort of thing?
Yeah.
But like a Met
hat. Oh, that'd be so good. Yeah, and you could have like a couple of little theme areas and stuff where you actually run through and you shoot at like these animatronic things that shoot foam energy balls at you.
Balls.
Just have a good time. That is what I would like. And you even have like pits. There's like foam down there. You know, it's safe, so you aren't going to hurt yourself. But you could like jump over and if you miss, you land.
You get
like
stuck in there. They close the park and they go home.
You fall on spikes and die instantly.
Yeah. We just explode into
Pitfall,
a bunch of...
Pitfall, the amusement park. Yeah.
You explode into a bunch of balls of light and then just reform elsewhere.
Yeah.
You're fine.
That's what I do every night.
Yeah,
they invented the technology. It's good. Yeah.
No, this was a cruel punishment that... I was mean to an old lady once, and it turned out she was a beautiful woman, and she cursed me, and I turned into balls of light every night. That's the end of the story.
But she told me I was the only one.
Eleanor? See you tomorrow. Zero Issues! Was that the end? I don't know.
It can be. My other idea is not really fully thought out.
Oh, sorry, you had another idea. I missed it. What was the other idea?
I just make it a scale Xavier's Institute. It's just a mansion, I guess, but like all the underground stuff. You do like a Hogwarts, the Harry Potter world. I want a mutant version. I want an X-Men version of that.
What a Batcave.
Oh, that'd be even better.
You're just taking the things. Let's just have that.
How about this thing that actually exists? Well, this thing that actually exists in fiction? Just make like a big version of that people can look at.
Yeah.
I want Astro Dam.
Really, honestly, kind of my favorite part of stuff like that.
Drink
you're making
Alfred's
a world.
Moonshine.
It's not even like rides or whatever. It's just like they built this fictional world and you actually walk around in it and look at it and like be in that space not even a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like that's incredible. I just want to explore a place, right?
Like the Marvel theme park thing that there is, it's not like that.
No, exactly.
Check out X-Men part. And it's like, yeah, but this is just like, oh, there's a big, stupid picture of Wolverine.
But I mean, you go to like Disney, like as a kid, I went to like, Disney World in Florida or whatever, and they had like a part, I think it had like a, it was like Mickey's living space or something.
Yeah,
there was stuff like that, where there was like a framed picture, it looked like it was right out of a cartoon.
Mickey's Opium Den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like you have that stuff, and you can't like really, you can walk around, you can
Walt
look
Disney's
at it.
Walt Disney's severed head,
like, again,
frozen.
Like they just created something that was like out of a cartoon, and you're just in that space, and then that stuck with me more than like rides did, to be honest. Just like that experience of being in a fictional space that you usually don't interact with, and actually, that right there, I want more of that. That'd be amazing. And just the idea, like, Hogwarts thing, that's perfect. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
We're done.